Remarks of the President to the Business and Special Gifts Committee of the National Cultural Center from the State Dining Room of the White House, October 8, 1963.
I want to express a very warm welcome to all of you. I don't know why it is that whenever we have some matter of responsibility, we seem to always ask for the same people. And you've been generous enough to respond to a number of requests. And I know that you did in other years. So we're very grateful to you. And I appreciate particularly the chance to ask you to come to the White House on this occasion, which I think is perhaps not as obvious as some of the causes which have engaged your attention, but which I think has a great national significance and can be a very lasting benefit to our country. This is a matter, I think, of national concern. Washington is an artificial city organized for the purpose of government, but and is removed to a good deal from the rest of industrial life, business life, and therefore it belongs in a very real sense to all America. One of our problems, of course, in attempting to build this building has been that every one of you are engaged in comparable activities in your own community. Los Angeles has had a tremendous drive recently. This kind of work's been done, of course, in San Francisco, Detroit, most famously in Lincoln Center. And therefore, all of you having your own local responsibility, it's somewhat difficult to consider our national need. In addition, there's a tendency to feel that this is a matter which does affect the nation at home and abroad, and it's a matter which the federal government should take on. My response is that the federal government does have a responsibility. This was begun, as you remember, in the administration of President Eisenhower, when the Congress passed enabling legislation, but providing that the fundraising should be private. And then President Eisenhower gave it his support, and he now, Mrs. Eisenhower, serves with Mrs. Kennedy as one of the honorary co-chairmen. I think President Eisenhower felt, as I do now feel, that this matter is very important to us as a country. We brought in the last 2 years 75 heads of state who their view of America has a good deal to say what their policies will be at home and their relations with us abroad. And we are the only national capital that does not have a center which expresses our national cultural aspirations, life, and experience. Washington is the leader. This country is the leader of the free world. And this is a very important phase of human life. And for us to leave it unnoticed here in Washington, to let these people pass through this Capitol and move on without recognizing what a tremendously vital force this is in American life, I think it's a great mistake. I think it downgrades our system. And when the Soviet Union has exploited this vein in their national life so successfully for their own purposes, I wouldn't suggest we do it in their way, but it is a most impressive operation that they've carried out. And the influence it's had on our opinion of them and the influence it's had throughout the world has really been extraordinary. It's the most successful propaganda effort they had. I read a conversation between the King of Laos and the King of Thailand after a visit to the United States. The thing that impressed him most was the cultural activity in the Polish capital. Well, obviously organized by the government, directed by the government. The influence is pervasive. And I think that it's important that the United States be represented. This is a very vigorous cultural country, very vital. A good many millions of Americans are interested in this phase of our life, but it's not expressed in the Capitol. And this is the point of the spear. Now, these things are regarded usually as rather excess, but I would think all of us would agree that this country doesn't have a greater asset than the National Gallery. The National Gallery was begun. I'm sure it was a matter of a good deal of indifference to the Congress, maybe to the government, but it has become a most tremendous national international asset of the United States. Every visitor who goes to the National Gallery, they can't help but be impressed with what's been done and the expression of our life that represents. That was done through, of course, Mr. Andrew Mellon and through his foresight and his family, and then the federal government took on a constant responsibility for maintaining it. So that I think that sooner or later the national government will recognize its responsibility here, but I think it has to be done at the beginning privately, and therefore we ask your help. Even though, as I say, that you're occupied in other ways, I really believe that this is a matter where you can make a national contribution which you can justify to those to whom you are accountable as a serving the country, serving, in my opinion, the business system, the private enterprise system, which needs to be ornamented, because after all, it's under attack all around the world. And I think if it can be demonstrated that the people of America built this, not the national government, and that the business community played an important part in it, it seems to me that justifies your interest. And it will represent, I think, a great asset for our country. We're very fortunate, and I asked Mr. Breach to serve as head of the Businessman's Committee, and he's had long experience. He, like all of you, have many other things to do, and he has his interests in Detroit, but he's been willing to take this on. A good many of you already have contributed and supported it, and we're very appreciative. I think this can be done. I think for the first time we see the light at the end of the tunnel. We've been supported by some foundations, but always conditionally, but I do think that if we can fill in the gaps, we can get a good deal of other support from foundations. And then, in my opinion, the national government and the Congress will play their proper role. When I went to Italy this summer, we went out to luncheon at a house which is used by the Italian government. And it's a beautiful house. The ceiling is painted by Raphael, of course, which impresses any visitor and impressed me and gave me a view of Italy, which all of us get. I'm sure it was regarded as a luxury and perhaps unnecessary and not functional at the time, but it's happened to serve Italy for 500 years, a very valuable national asset. This can serve the same purpose, in my opinion, over a long period of time as a great national asset demonstrating America's great interest in a part of our lives, which I think too often goes unnoticed abroad here. So I feel justified in inviting you today to ask you to consider the matter carefully, to do the best you can within the limits of your responsibilities, to express my appreciation to Mr. Breach and the other members of the committee who've been willing to help us, particularly to Mr. Roger Stevens, who undertook this very difficult task 2 years ago, and of course to the architect, who I think has designed a building which is really unique and with which I think we'll all be proud to be identified. His building in India, which once again might have been regarded as not as functional, though it is, but not appearing as functional as it might, has been a tremendous asset to the United States in India and in the East. So I think this is something that we can be associated with a good deal of pride. I want to express my personal appreciation to all of you and to tell you that I think if we can build this, we will all feel in later times that we were involved with something that was really useful for our country. I wondered if you would be willing to stay a few minutes extra after this luncheon. I'd like to have Mr. Breach, Mr. Stevens, say a word about what we've done, what we're planning to do, and what we'd like to have you do if you find it possible. In the meanwhile, I express my personal thanks.